which is how do you come out winning? And you just keep working, rechannel or pivot and change some of your focus. But specifically for me, I think this time last year, or maybe even a year and a half ago, I was kind of in this negative mindset of there's not good deals out there. So everything kind of overpriced. It was a seller's market, and this was the whole mentality. And so I struggled for several months not having any.
One of my very, very good friends in the real estate investing space, Rod Cliff, is hosting another one of his live events in Baltimore. Yep, yep, my home city, Baltimore. It's from September 27 to 29, and it's of course all about multifamily investing, so you better be sure that I'm gonna be there. And if you've never been to one of Rod's seminars, you just have to check this stuff out. So if you want to attend this event, and I highly recommend that you should, all you need to do is go to rodsbootcamp.com and enter the code dwelling at checkout to get $100 off your ticket. Plus, you get to see me and meet me if you've been listening to the show for a while and you're somewhere close to Baltimore, or you're maybe flying in. Go to rodsbootcamp.com. That's R-O-D-S. bootcamp.com and enter dwelling as a discount code dwellynn, and you get $100 off. So hopefully I'll be seeing you guys in September. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Dwelling Show. My name is Ola Dantes. I'm with the awesome Danny Randazzo. I saw Danny a couple of weeks ago at the Best Ever Conference. Danny has been on the show before. He's doing great things. He's got traction and he's got a great new book out. So I wanted to bring him back, just kind of catch up with him. Hey, Danny, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So obviously for some of our Dwell listeners, we did not hear your first show, which was a couple of years or so back now. Can you just tell the Dwell listeners a little bit more about, who you are, what you've been up to lately, actually?
Yeah, as I was getting ready for this show, I was thinking about being on a couple years ago, or, at least a year and a half ago, and a lot has changed since then. So my partners and I run our team under the name PassiveInvesting.com. And so we purchase 150 unit plus value add multifamily properties where we can add value kind of in that C to B class range, where we're able to go in, do some renovations, increase the value of the rental rates, and ultimately increase the that asset, and working with passive investors, and just have been doing that for quite a while now and are really gaining some traction. We've got a good deal that we're working on in the Southeast U.S. We've got a great team and just really excited about that transition. And I think back to that first interview that you and I did, Ola, I think it's just been a great journey to date. And I've really embraced that journey. It's been certainly challenging, ups and downs. I at times didn't know what to do, I should say, from that fulfillment perspective. And so, I think it's just been a great journey to get to where I'm at now.
You said so much in that, and you're absolutely right. A lot of ups and downs in this game. And frankly, I feel like a lot of us don't want to talk too much about the downs. Maybe we think that we're going to have a negative impact, right, on the listenership. But I think it's important just to humanize real estate investing, right? Because every time I go on my Facebook now, it's usually a post of somebody that's bought like 5,000 or 50,000 units, and look at me, I'm like the best human being alive, and I don't get sad, I just buy apartments every day. So I think that's really, 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 really good that you brought that up. So not to kind of be a downer, can you kind of walk us through, because obviously I don't want to have the same interview with you as we did a year or so ago. Yeah. Can you talk about some of the downs and, how have you managed? I mean, I've definitely had mine a lot, actually, since we've last spoken. How did you kind of manage that, and how did you kind of come out winning?
Well, I'll give you the second answer first, which is how do you come out winning? And you just keep working, re-channel or pivot and change some of your focus. But specifically for me, I think this time last year, or maybe even a year and a half ago, I was kind of in this negative mindset of there's not good deals out there. So everything kind of overpriced. It was a seller's market, and this was the whole mentality. And so I struggled for several months not having any, you know, for us, that's the name of the game is to acquire and add value and kind of trade properties and always be trading up. And so I was getting pretty frustrated. I know, you know, my wife and I were certainly trying to work things through with what we were going to do with the business, because we've got, you know, several goals that we're trying to accomplish through real estate and through, you know, financial well-being. And so for us, it was really imperative that I get focused. And what we decided to do prior to, you know, about a year and a half ago, we were focused on commercial, multifamily. You know, I'd look at a mobile home park. We'd look at short-term Airbnb rentals. And so we were kind of all over the place, but it was all in a market that we liked. And so that's what I was telling myself. That negative mindset kept creeping in and saying, there's no good deals out here. You know, we're not moving along. We've got bigger goals than this. And so we did a conscious pivot in our business and expanded our scope outside of the one market we were looking at and brought in the Southeast US. And now within the Southeast US, yes, that is big, but we're focused on a couple of markets, and I would say like 3 to 5 where we can know it inside and out. Through that time period, through this journey, I've met and developed relationships that eventually led to having good partners. And I can't stress that enough. And having a team around you is imperative, because you can only do so much as, you know, one or two people. But as soon as you have some economies of scale and partners that can help, or where they're just better at it, and guess what, they like doing it, it makes the business function at such a higher level where I can focus on all the things that I like to do and add value to it. And so going back to the question of what some of those down moments, and I would say having a negative mindset, not thinking that there's deals out there. And the big one was just doing the same thing, because that's how you've had success in the past. And that one was big. I just thought I could not have to do anything differently, but making a conscious pivot and change for us helped tremendously. And so when I kind of look at the first half of 2018, it was slow and sparse and negative mindset. When I look at the second half of 2018, that period was really good, and it's carried that momentum. You said the word traction. I think we've got that now with our group at passiveinvesting.com. We've got a ton of traction to carry us forward and keep things going. And so, you know, that's a couple examples of, you know, how through perseverance, hard work, and of course, determination. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. I got up early. It's, you know, 7 Eastern for us, and past 2 people, and the streets were sparse, not a ton of traffic at all. You know, the sun wasn't even up yet, but I was out there just being diligent and disciplined and focused so I could come into this interview at 7 with the best mindset and intentions possible. You know, just loving life. So yeah,
that's good. I really love that. I mean, that's definitely finishing up on a high. So I noticed something in your background. I just think it's really cool that we have to talk about it. It's the money tree, right? It's the money tree. What's that about? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's actually on the map. You can see some of those colors are scratched off. And so when my wife and I travel places, we scratch off on the map. We're color here in the southern tip of Africa. We've got a lot of North America and Central and South America. So Asia, China, right up in here. So whenever we go somewhere, I started collecting currency from every country, 40 different country trips. And I think I've got about 30 different currencies on the tree. And so When I was growing up, I can still hear in my mind, you know, my parents saying, "Danny, money doesn't work. Here's my money tree right here. I'm going to show, you know, I've already shown my parents this, but they think it's hilarious. But I love this thing. It represents so much to me. I'm not a person who likes to surround myself with stuff, but this to me, you know, by traveling and seeing the world, and I think that's so important for people to just be well-rounded individuals, better humans, and understand different cultures. So go out and travel. But the money tree, you know, I just love it. It's going to continually grow a fuel to my success and my journey where I can really embrace some of the reason why, again, Ola, like people like you and I work hard so we can go and enjoy these things and do, you know, fun activities. And I'm going to work on growing this tree pretty soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. I should definitely tell my wife that. Yeah, we obviously, as you know, we're avid travelers. We love traveling too. And yeah, I wish I should have done that actually. Just because we were in Bali and the Philippines in December. So I wish we did the same thing, just keep collecting. I love that idea. It's really cool. It's fascinating. It's really cool to watch. And the scratching of the map, I love that too.
Yeah, I rarely buy any souvenir stuff. But currency fits so nicely in, and I, you know, I don't mind taking really good care and extra special attention of it because I know where it's going to go when it gets home.
Awesome. So I think definitely you did something amazing. You know, recently you wrote a book, right? And not just writing a book, you wrote a book for kids. I have a baby daughter. I'm in love with kids. I think kids are just an absolute fantastic addition to the world. Without kids, I mean, I don't know where the world would be, obviously. So I love the fact that you did that. Before we go into the book, I mean, why write a book, and why write a book for kids?
Well, the book really stems back to my childhood. In the first book, it's based on a real life story of myself. I'm going to have a 5-part book series. So each book is going to really hone in on a different lesson I learned really early on. And either through mistakes or through just doing, but it's an opportunity for me to share with the world, you know, how to be protecting your money, how to work with money. Money is a taboo conversation in most households around the world. And I just want to, or adults and young people, to have conversations about money and what it means inside the home, because I think you learn so much as opposed to at a school or at a formal, you know, education center. So that being said, the source, you know, someone told me money doesn't grow on trees. And I was just fascinated by how to utilize money to its fullest extent and control the money, not have money control you. And so I think if people are able to understand every month to cover their expenses, they can have a much more prosperous mindset and be fulfilled, happy, and really, really embrace joy throughout the month. And so I know that's a burden for a lot of people of just not knowing where the money's going to come from to pay expenses. But, you know, the first book is all about protecting your money. And so what happened to me as a really young person, I lost my wallet and it was detrimental. My net worth went from like $120 or something to zero. And it was emotionally traumatic. You know, I couldn't believe what had just happened. And a single lesson, you know, that emotional traumatic event as a young person, I took and protected my money. Lesson laid a tremendous foundation to where I'm at today. And, you know, being able to travel is not inexpensive. You can certainly do it in an affordable fashion, but protecting your money, knowing where it's at, and keeping it safe allows you to do really where the first book stems from, is from that traumatic emotional event. And I want to share that lesson with everybody around the world so we can start having conversations, like I said, in the home. And money should not be a taboo thing. It shouldn't be some private thing that, you know, just Ola knows how much to appear or magically disappear when the time comes and goes. And so I'm just really excited for people to be able to talk in a fun fashion and talk about a little fun story that is going to teach a tremendous lesson and hopefully help, you know, a couple of people of their financial destiny and become whoever they desire to be.
Man, that is just so powerful, Danny. Thank you so much for writing that. You know, I always think of my baby girl and I was like, wow, I know how to win now. I know so much information and I wish that, you know, I can just start teaching her, you know, everything now. Obviously, she's going to be turning two, you know, so, you know, a book like yours will be very, very important and key, or a book like Rich Dad Poor Dad, just to make sure that we don't pass on some of the, you know, content that our parents passed on to us, right? But some of the things they passed on, they didn't know, they weren't aware that, you know, of financial freedom or passive investment. They didn't know this thing. So we didn't expect them to pass it on to us because they didn't know. We do know, so we can pass it on to the next generation. And I'm so thankful that you wrote that. And I can't wait for the others. I'm going to be buying, you know, your copies as well pretty soon. Yeah. Just before we go into, you know, the quick rounds, where can we get this book?
Book is available on Amazon. Just search The Boy Who Lost His Wallet. It's a number one new release in the education space, so you should be able to find it pretty quick.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. So obviously, we're definitely dwelling into the quick rounds. These are going to be quick questions, quick answer. You ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right. You've heard this before, but I'll do it again. So, you know, very first question, what makes Danny unique? What is that differentiating factor that separates you from the next guy to the next girl? And you got to have a different answer this time, right?
I will. And my answer is going to be that I believe what separates me, my absolute belief in what my vision in my mind is my reality. And so kind of whatever I dream up and whatever I put my mind to, I just know I'm going to accomplish it. And so that kind of mindset, I think, separates my vision is my reality.
Wow. I like that a lot. That's a good one. Next question. What was the last book that you read? And what was the one thing that you picked up from that book?
I am reading right now the book called Influence. And it's a little book written maybe in the 80s or 90s. And so it's got some very interesting approaches. And what I learned is how people are influenced. An example is reciprocity. And so, you know, Ola, thank you for having me on. You know, you could know that if you email me tomorrow with a favor, you know, chances are I'm gonna instinctively say yes because you've had me on. And how people have utilized it. So pick up the book and learn about reciprocity.
Wow, I love that. That's a good one. Final question. You kind of talked about it already, but you can have a different answer if you want to. You've got obviously the book. You're going to be having a new, you know, 5-part series. You're going to be writing more. You're going to buy more apartments. You're going to be doing a lot. You've got your beautiful wife. You've got your family. You know, you're doing a ton of stuff. What do you do for fun?
For fun, my wife and I travel. We walk our dog, George, and I play golf.
Nice. Danny, thank you so much. If you're listening to this and you want to get a book for your, you know, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your anyone, go get Danny's book. Thank you, Danny. I cannot thank you enough that you've been on the show.
Ola, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And if the Dwelling listeners need anything at all, just please reach out.
Fantastic. Thank you. Wasn't that just amazing? I really love Danny's story, but I also like his money tree. I thought that was really fascinating to look at. I'm just going to read a few reviews from the Dwell listeners. So thank you for the reviews, for those actually writing those reviews. We really appreciate it. Here's a review from JC3. Solid content for all levels. All our interviews, a wide variety of people in the real estate industry. Great for anyone starting out and even seasoned investors. Thank you, JC3 for that review. One more review again
That was Christine Ray. Hola, great content, brother. I really enjoyed listening to your podcast. Not only do I learn something, but I feel motivated and compelled to take the next step in my entrepreneurial journey. Thanks, brother. Thank you so much, Christine Ray. I really appreciate that.
Hopefully, we're getting closer to hitting our goal of 100 reviews by the 100th episode of The Dwelling Show. Can you believe it? Can you guys believe it? We've been doing this for almost 2 years now. So we're really pushing to get more reviews. As some of you already know, if you've been listening to the show for some time now, reviews does help the show. So if you're listening to the show and you're finding value from it, you're learning from it, please go on iTunes. There's also a link in the show notes. Please click on that link and just give us a review. But drum roll, not only would you just be so kind to give us a review, what we are doing is, in celebration of The Dwelling Show being 2 years old, we're going to be giving out Amazon gift cards. So if you review the show, what I'd like you to do is take a screenshot of your review and send it to ola@dwelling.com. That's ola@dwelling.com. We don't sign your emails up for anything. It's just literally just to say, hey, I got my review in, and we basically we get your gift card to you. So if you're listening to this, or if you're in the gym or you're driving and you get to wherever you are, please take a couple of minutes just to give us a review. I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this community, learning, trying to better yourself, trying to get your first deal done if you haven't done one, or trying to get on your first syndication. I just want to say I really appreciate you. So let's keep pushing and getting the reviews to 100. We are almost there. So let's just keep going. Maybe your one review might be the 100th one. So I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend ahead.